Hi, this is Ned Sullivan, president of Scenic Hudson. This month marks the 50th anniversary of the Scenic Hudson decision, a court ruling that granted citizens the right to take legal action to protect the environment. I'd like to take a few moments to reflect on this landmark law and the important role it has played in protecting natural treasures in the Hudson Valley and around the nation. The case grew out of Scenic Hudson's battle to halt a massive hydroelectric project from defacing Storm King Mountain in the Hudson Highlands. At the time, the Federal Power Commission, which licenses such facilities, was basically a booster for the utility industry, not the watchdog it was intended to be. Normally, the FPC rubber-stamped projects like this. The last thing it countenanced was citizens getting in its way. That didn't stop the men and women who founded Scenic Hudson. The organization fought successfully to appear before the FPC in its initial foray. Members testified about the Highlands' historic significance and world-class natural beauty, while expert consultants provided data about the huge number of striped bass that the plant would kill. Despite this compelling evidence, the FPC licensed the plant. Scenic Hudson appealed the decision, setting up a showdown in a Manhattan courtroom. There, the FPC argued that Scenic Hudson members had no right to oppose the Storm King plant because they would suffer no personal economic loss from it. In other words, they didn't have standing. Scenic Hudson countered that the plant would harm or destroy a landscape that directly benefited all people, the fish they caught, hiking trails they trekked, and views that inspired them. In its decision on December 29, 1965, the U.S. Court of Appeals ruled that Scenic Hudson did indeed have standing, the legal right to plead its case. The ruling also made clear that the Federal Power Commission had to consider a project's impact on the environment and the public's enjoyment of it when licensing any project. How important was the Scenic Hudson decision? Very important. It provided the impetus for Congress to enact the 1969 National Environmental Policy Act, requiring environmental impact reviews, including the opportunity for citizens to provide input of all projects requiring federal approval. Many state legislatures, including New York's, followed suit with laws regarding projects under their jurisdiction. This was, in effect, democratization of the environmental movement. The decision also encouraged the creation of dozens of new environmental organizations nationwide. These groups provided crucial leverage in passage of the Clean Water Act and Clean Air Act, cornerstones of environmental policy today. For all of these reasons, many consider the Scenic Hudson decision the birth of the modern grassroots environmental movement. It took 17 more years for Scenic Hudson to protect Storm King Mountain. Today, as we battle threats to the region's natural beauty, or stand in support of positive green economic development projects, we rely on many of the same characteristics that led to these earlier victories. Staying at the table as long as it takes, relying on experts to support our case, and relying on your generosity as supporters. You enable us to keep up the pressure and the momentum to keep alive the spirit of the Scenic Hudson decision and make our valley a better place for all of us to live. Thank you, and may you have a happy, healthy holiday season. This is Ned Sullivan signing off.